Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I hope your week is starting off great, and I am so thankful that you came back for another episode. So last week I had something happen with my coach, and I wanted to share because it just shows the importance of having that person in your life that can help you see the things that you can't necessarily see, like the things that might be holding you back from the places that you want to go in your life or the callings that you're feeling. And there's just having that other person to be able to see the spots that you can't see, or blind spots, or whatever you want to call them. I actually had that happen last week, and it was something that was just so like in my face that was like, oh my goodness, yes, this is why I have a coach. I don't normally talk about coaching on here. I am a life and health coach, and I know I mention it from time to time, but I've never actually done a whole episode on coaching. And so I just wanted to share this just to kind of show the benefits of having a coach and how that could possibly help you in your life. So I shared last week that I had this like aha moment that I need things to be hard. Like I think about weight loss, and I think about the ways that it's hard. And when I think about business, I think about the ways it has to be hard, or about my relationships and how hard I have to work in them for them to be good or where I want them to be. And when I had this realization that that is kind of how I operate, that I look for ways to make things hard. I had talked about that with my coach, and you know, we discussed it a little bit, and I was feeling pretty good about it. And so later on that night, she sent me a Voxer message and just wanted to check in, wondered how I was doing, how things were going, because I had those two pretty big ahas last week. And right away, I started blaming different things that had happened that day. I was busy, and I didn't really have time to process the ahas that I had had, and my family was home, so I didn't feel like I could really like get emotional about it and kind of like hash things out in my mind or journal, because I knew I was gonna cry about it and I didn't want my family to see me that way. And so I sent her this whole message back, and then she had sent me a message after that and just said, I want you to go back to your message, listen to your message and see, you know, what you can pick out. And so I listened to it back again, and I'm like, I just don't know. Like, I don't know what she's getting at. There's obviously something that she's hearing that I'm not, but I'm not really sure what that is. And so I just sent her a quick text like that and moved on with my day. And she then responded to that again and said, you're acting like a victim. Like, you are still looking for ways to make this hard. Like, you had an aha moment, and instead of taking that aha moment and making the decision that I am aware now that I make things hard for myself, that relationships don't have to be hard, weight loss doesn't have to be hard, being in business doesn't have to be hard, instead of just taking those truths and deciding that they don't have to be hard, I literally made my very next message about them being hard and about basically me being a victim. And it was funny because I listened to her saying that, and I'm like, no, I wasn't. Like, I was just explaining to you like why I didn't process through that. And as I left that message, like I got off the message that I sent her back, basically explaining why I wasn't being a victim and why I wasn't making things hard, I was just sitting there thinking, and I'm like, oh my goodness, yes, I was. Like, even in the message I just sent her back in the middle of this, I was still making things hard. And what it boils down to is just taking that truth that things do not have to be hard. Like, that is my brain showing up and saying, this has to be hard, this has to be hard, this has to be hard. Otherwise, you know, it's not worth it. It's not going to be successful. Taking that truth and just deciding that I don't want to feel that way. Like, I don't want my life to feel heavy. I worked very hard at, again, there it is, I worked very hard. I have put a lot of work into deciding that I'm going to be joyful in my life and I'm going to be content. And that doesn't mean that I'm not working towards things, but I have decided to be happy throughout the process and to talk to myself nice when I'm learning things. And it's okay to learn, and it's okay to not get things the first time. Like, you're not going to get things the first time that you do them. And so through the process of doing all of that, I was still taking the junk that my brain was giving me, that things need to be hard, and I was explaining it away, and I've gotten so good at it that I didn't even see it. Like, I didn't even see it, and it was looking me in the face. And so right after I sent the last message explaining away, you know, kind of playing the victim, and this is why I didn't do anything, and whatever, I was like, I sent her another message and I said, oh my goodness, I'm doing it again. Like, I get it. I understand what you're saying. I just sent you a message where I was explaining why things were still hard and why everything was everybody else's fault and why I was still being a victim. And they felt like valid reasons in my mind. But then after I finally saw it, it was just like, oh, like, I see it. Like, I'm totally doing this. I'm making things hard. Explaining why I'm not going to make things hard. Like, it was just crazy. But that's the power of having a coach. If I was talking to one of my friends or a family member or somebody that, you know, I do life with every day, they would have been like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, like, that's totally a legit reason that you didn't go journal or, you know, that kind of thing. Talk through this issue that you're dealing with because you don't want to be emotional in front of your family, or because, you know, they don't really understand it anyway, so you can't like talk it out or whatever the mess or whatever the thing may be. You know, they would have just let me get away with that. But because she's my coach and she's looking for things that are in my blind spots or the hard truth that my family or friends may not tell me, like, I had a huge revelation and it has changed things completely. Like, once you're aware of something, you can't be unaware of it. So now that I know that, like, I've caught myself so many times being like, no, you're not a victim. This does not have to be hard. Like, you're choosing to do whatever it is. Like, you're choosing to make it light and fun and easy. And not that we won't ever have to work through things that are difficult, but everything doesn't have to be difficult. And I've caught myself so many times, that was the end of last week, and I've caught myself so many times since then in that same thought pattern or like explaining things away. And so I just wanted to share that. Like, it's so important to have that person. If you're trying to better your life or get to a future version of, you know, what you desire for your life, or, you know, I don't like the word goals, but get to the goals that you've set for yourself. If you're trying to get there, a coach is so valuable. Because things that are staring you in the face and that you're almost fighting for, like, they can see the places that you can't, because they're not in it, in the situation with you. And, you know, you're kind of paying them to be that place for you, that they can call you out in a loving way, obviously, but they can call you out and see through your crap and not let you just sit in it like friends and family might. So I just wanted to share that experience. It was really good last week, and I'm so thankful for my coach, and I do have coaching spots open to work with me. If that's something that you think you could benefit from or that would be good for you, I would love to talk to you, and there are links in the show notes for you to get a hold of me. So I hope you guys have a great week, and I will talk to you later. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.